Good morning, Vancouver. Tuesday, August 4th, Jay and Mac on Sports in 60, Canucks Desk next, hot take of the day, then a quick tour around the NHL. Stick around for rapid fire and your texts.
110 days since Vancouver last played an NHL game. That April night in Edmonton still stings. 1-6 final, and the summer has not exactly written a clean plot for the Canucks
since. Pacific Summer Board still reads Vegas, Edmonton, Anaheim, LA, and San Jose at the top of last year's pile. Vancouver finished 25, 49, and 8, 58 points. Ugly, but it's the baseline every offseason story is measured against.
Baseline accepted. Let's dig into the wire. No recycling talking points, actual headlines only.
Heh, Canucks desk. A Canucks Army mailbag asks it straight, who walks into 2026-27 with the worst roster on paper, Vancouver or Calgary? Mac, lean one way.
I'll take Vancouver today. The Flames are messy, sure, but Vancouver's scoring support and blue line stability still look thinner after a 58-point season. Same division, same problems. Canucks still have more nightly holes if camp open tomorrow.
Same desk is also rewriting the report card on Elias Pettersson. New goals and expectations for next season after a year that never found a gear. How harsh should that standard be?
Harsh and specific. Not just points, 5-on-5 drive, penalty kill value, and closing games when the middle of the lineup is quiet. Soft bar for a franchise center after a year like that is how you pretend the table doesn't exist.
J-Pat's Monday mailbag runs the odds on Jake DeBrusk still being a Canuck on opening night. Cap crunch story either way, stay or move. What's your read on that market?
Odds favor him elsewhere if a second-line scorer's market opens. Vancouver needs cap oxygen more than a known rental-style fit. Keeping him only makes sense if the return would be cup-of-coffee prospects they don't need.
One more desk beat, breakout chatter. Canucks Army floated a short list of names who could pop next year. Who's your real one-name answer, not four?
Jonathan Lekermäki. If the wing minutes are real and the sheltering is honest, that's the only call-up story that moves the standings column. Everything else is depth noise until October.
Hot take of the day, and I'm bringing one that will irritate half of downtown. The Canucks should treat next year as a compete window for middle six jobs and blue line minutes, not as a quiet rebuild season. Zero tank talk. Prove it in the games you actually play.
Oh, come on. You've got 58 points of tape saying this group is not a silent retool, pretending every roster spot is a playoff audition just papier-mâchés over a draft board they still need to restock.
Compete doesn't mean fake contention. It means no soft spots in September, so kids know the standard. You can still stack picks without mailing in 40 home nights.
Standards without assets are just radio slogans. You want compete culture and a real top four blue line and a second center. Those three things fight each other on a tight cap. I'll take deliberate craft over radio toughness.
Disagree and registered. Around the NHL next, and Mac, start in Alberta. Oilers retool chatter after another early exit hung over the summer desk again this week.
Edmonton's stars aren't the mystery. Depth salary is. Every time they protect the McDavid and Dreisaitl blocks, the bottom six and third pair absorb the cut. That's the Pacific problem Vancouver inherits anytime they share a series path.
Calgary side of the Battle of Alberta looks like a tweak and pray summer, not a full teardown. Fresh legs talk is loud, core identity is blurry. How far can a tweak go when the Pacific top just keeps raising the floor?
A tweak works if you win two of center depth, left shot D help, and finishing on the second wave. Miss two of three, and you're watching Vegas and Edmonton bank points in December again.
Quick sports bridge. Vancouver listeners will care even if it's diamonds, not ice. Blue Jays deal Dalton Varsho to Houston for pitcher Spencer Arrighetti. Net add from a Canadian desk point of view.
Toronto sold a controllable bat-glove combo for rotation lottery. If Arrighetti sticks at the majors, it's a win for the Jays' next pitching board. Short-term offense loses thump, long-term arms are where that front office is living.
Fair, Pacific still runs through gold, oil, and Disney money before it runs through Rogers Arena. Remembered, not repeated as a punchline. Bounce from the booth, then back for lifestyle.
This break is brought to you by Sports in 60. Vancouver's Canucks morning show. Two hosts, about 8 to 10 minutes, ready before your commute. Scores, trades, hot takes, all on demand at sportsin60.com. Hit subscribe and never miss the drop.
Off hockey minute. If you're near Burnaby Lake this week, the Loop still owns the early hour. Flat path, phones pocketed, actual quiet before the SkyTrain crowd.
That phone away half hour is underrated recovery when the hockey take cycles never sleep. Get the legs moving, then open the app. Simple.
Simple works. Rapid fire time, short answers, no looping a desk story we already burned.
Rapid fire. First up, Thatcher Demko's next contract window. Keep him as the foundation or shop the last healthy year of leverage.
Keep. You do not auction the only goaltender who can still steal a Pacific Series if the skaters finally show up.
Draft board noise, Callum Kroskery as a Vancouver target name in the chatter, worth a real look or pure mock season filler?
Real look if the board falls blue line heavy. Vancouver cannot live on another summer of forward-only wish lists.
Nils Omen, full-time middle six or press box depth with upside?
Earn it night to night. Upside only counts when the face-offs and defensive starts stay green for a month, not a highlight.
Last one, San Jose's climb up the Pacific table last year. Threat or noise for Vancouver's 2026 math?
Threat. 86 points in that division means the floor moved. Pretending it's still a soft Pacific is how you lose October twice. Listener text. Fan from Kitts asks, if management can only fix one thing before camp, goaltending stability, wing finishing, or left side defense, which door?
Left side defense. Demko can only cover so many odd man rushes. A real top four partner stabilizes pet projects and ends the nightly scrambles.
Should they protect Lekkerimäki's ice time, even if the box score starts cold, or yank him the second the points dry up?
Protect with a leash, not a coffin. Give him a defined package of minutes for 20 games, then reassess. Yank and bury is how you burn another wing prospect.
Last text from North Van. With the guy once floated as a future GM landing elsewhere this week, is the front office pipeline a crisis or just summer noise?
Noise until the next real hire cycle. One name taking a job elsewhere does not rewrite a whole hockey ops chart. It just means the rumor mill found oxygen for a Monday.
That does it for the Tuesday desk. Tomorrow we dig into more roster math as camp gets closer on the calendar. Keep the coffee hot. Subscribe and catch every drop at sportsin60.com. That's sportsin60.com for the bulletin, this show, and the rest of the desk.
We'll be back with a fresh wire and no recycled hot takes. For Sports in 60 in Vancouver, have a great one.